Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. And funny how the night moves.
Birthday boy today.
Oh. When you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves. With autumn closing.
75 years young today.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. No, he's still the long-haired.
Oh, it's still. Oh,
dude,
absolutely.
With the beard.
Doing the shakedown.
You had a whole bunch of people doing post your 10 most influential albums on social media. And I'm seeing Bob Seger all over the place. This and the Live Bullet album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But somebody who doesn't have time to post their 10 favorite albums on social media, Jeff White from the U.S. Marshal Service of New Hampshire. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You?
Oh, not too bad. 10 favorite albums. I don't know if I could come up with that.
Oh, there you go.
Well, yeah, I've been seeing them all. I've been seeing them kind of all over the place, depending on who is posting stuff. I probably could come up with 10 albums, although, you know, it'll just be albums that I used to love, not necessarily the 10 most influential albums in my life.
Yeah, I think we have to go back to the days when you spent 99 cents on your 10 favorite cassettes or albums, and, you know, you have to pay for it for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. I started with Columbia Record and Tape when it was just a penny.
Yeah, see, I can assure you, Snoop Dogg and Tupac will not make my top 10 list. I'm just saying.
Here,
okay.
Here.
Wow.
I'm kind of shocked about that.
Yeah, I bet you are. I bet you are. So I know you're still tracking down the bad guys and bad girls, but we're not ready to do the Future of the Week program fired back up. What's it going to take to get that program fired up?
That's a $1 million question. You know, right now we're still trying to practice good social distancing and do the surveillance research, and we'll be ready to pounce once things ease up a little bit. You know, we don't want to, potentially infect anybody else, and we don't want to get infected ourselves, and we don't want to bring that home to our family. So in our eyes, safety is number one. We can, a lot of these things can wait. Unfortunately, we're going to. So I think it's just a smart thing to do.
So I got to ask. So you go and find somebody, and perhaps they take a little encouragement to go along with you. Do you have a mask in the car that you have to slap on them before you arrest them?
We do have masks available for people that come through our cell block, for anybody that we arrest. And again, that's we don't want to take this home to our family. So we don't know. You might not show any outward signs that you're sick, but hey, we have to protect ourselves too. So that's the avenue that we will take. And it's just a matter of when this is going to lighten up, when it's going to ease up, I don't know. And I don't think anybody really knows. So we're going to just go with what we have and what we know today, and we'll practice the proper PPE that we have.
I know. And you still have the people that are backed into a corner that get desperate, that start coughing and say, I have coronavirus. It's like, okay, great.
Of course you're going to have that. That's just the nature of the beast, unfortunately.
It's part of the desperate moves at the last moment, you know.
Now, we
call it incarceritis a lot of times.
I get that.
I
like that.
Go on and, oh, I need to go to the hospital. I don't feel good.
Yeah.
Of course you don't.
Yeah, of course
you
not.
Were fine.
Right.
You just ran 3 miles.
You made me run 3 miles. Right. I'm not real happy about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But you're getting residuals from the program. I mean, we've been doing the program for a bunch of years. People still are calling in with tips, right?
Absolutely still calling. We have gotten a lot of tips on Douglas Smith, and it's just a matter of narrowing it down a few pre-locations. I think we have it narrowed down, and, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's but tips have come in literally with the Douglas Smith case, pointing to places like Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, I'm trying to think, Massachusetts, Maine,
wow.
Vermont.
Yeah.
We're not starving for tips. We're still getting tips even off of things that we haven't talked about in a couple of months. So
right.
it's impressive.
But you, so if you get a tip, he's in Tennessee, what do you do? Call your U.S. Marshal colleagues in Tennessee and say, hey, can you do me a favor and check this out?
Absolutely. We have offices around the country and around the world that we can just reach out. And a lot of people, the way our agency works is when we go to the academy, so everybody in your class might go to a different office. So
yeah.
Chances are somebody in your office knows somebody somewhere else. So it's a matter, does anybody know anybody in West Texas? Yes, hey, I was in West Texas, so I know everybody there. So it's a matter of phone call, and it gives it that personal touch.
Yeah.
So I reach out and say, hey, I need help looking for this person here. I think this is where they're at. And they take that on as, hey, I'm helping a friend out. So I'm going to go do the best job I can and try to give them success. So it works really well that way. And we have that net that just casts really wide across the United States, Dominican Republic, down to the Virgin Islands, out to Guam.
Wow.
Mexico.
Yeah, don't you wish you could fly down to the Virgin Islands and check up
absolutely.
On the leads?
I think a lot of these things should be firsthand.
Yeah.
You should be able to just hop in the plane and just zip down to the Virgin Islands and take your time looking for somebody.
Yeah, really. Bring some suntan oil. Does this stuff get personal with you? I mean, it's like you've mentioned the Douglas Smith case. It gets personal, like, I want this guy.
Absolutely. I think that's part of what we do is we take this case on and it's personal interest to us to have success. So, we don't care whether they get prosecuted or how successful the prosecution is. For us, it's the adult game of hide and seek. So our reward is find the person.
Right.
So once we find the person, put handcuffs on, we've done our part. Now it's up to the state to handle their prosecution. So we're going to hand them over to the state. And they're going to prosecute them. And if they're successful or not, that has no bearing on us. We did what we had to do. Our job is to find people and bring them to justice. So that's what we're doing.
And sometimes when we're on the air, it does, in fact, get personal. Joining us now on the air, U.S. Marshal Brandon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see? It makes it fun for us. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Boy, you're missing the glare of publicity, huh?
Yeah, apparently. I heard Jeff was calling in and talking a little bit of smack about me, so I figured I'd get my side of the story.
I haven't started yet.
Yeah, I was going to say. No, hang on. It gets a lot better. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
But this is what makes the broadcast fun for us.
Well, and it's good for the listeners because it takes a fugitive of the week, and it puts a name. Okay, Brandon.
It makes it human.
Jeff. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, I heard Jeff talking the other day, or Brandon was saying blah, blah, blah. It takes it away from just a once-removed thing to it makes it personal to the listeners.
And it does. And when they do call in, a lot of times they do get Brandon or they do get Jeff. So it's, we aren't unreachable. We are people that you can call and talk to and give us the information you have on one of these fugitives. Brandon is the lead criminal investigator on the Douglas Smith case, so people do call in and they do get to talk to Brandon.
Boy, that's got to hurt.
You or not.
That's got to hurt if somebody calls in with a tip. Hi, Jeff White. Yeah, is Brandon there, please? That's got to kill you.
He's used to it by now.
I'm just a shadow in his, in the light.
That's okay. All right. Well, whatever helps you sleep at night, that's good. But the U.S. Marshal's still full force. You haven't laid anybody off. You guys are, or furloughed anybody. You're still going and doing that thing?
We are still going. We're still doing our thing. And hopefully this will be over sooner than later so we can start following with some success stories. I miss that, so I'm sure you guys do too. So.
Yeah. Brandon, by the way, little tip. Don't call in sick now. You've already been on the air. You can't. I'm just saying, don't blow your bit.
What if I've already called in sick, though?
He's practicing good social distancing. He called in sick, and he's just calling in on the phone. So
what a team player, man. Taking one for the team. I love that. Well, look, guys, I mean, obviously, you are a part of the show, and We are very appreciative of the relationship we have with the U.S. Marshals, and we love it. And even though we're not the Fugitive of the Week program is on hiatus right now,
good way to put it.
We're going to bring it back, but I still didn't want people to forget the U.S. Marshals, what you guys do. Brandon, appreciate you calling in, Jeff. Man, you know, we love having you on, and you're as much a part of the show as we are. So thank you to both of you.
No, thank you. I think that's great news that if we do get furloughed, we still have a job. We can still slide right over and help you guys out, right?
There you go.
See, there we go. That's perfect.
It's all good. All right, Brandon, cough into your elbow and go home, all right?
All right, Peter.
Stay well, man. U.S. Marshal Brandon Wilson, U.S. Marshal Jeff White, guys, thank you very much.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll do.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. See ya. 7:42 is the time.
Great. We totally did not expect that.
That's a good one. See, I love this show, man. It's so, we deal with the best people. It is so cool. And it really is. I mean, yes, we bust Jeff. We bust Brandon. But it is a privilege to work with. We get to work with some great law enforcement. New Hampshire Fish and Game Department, the U.S. Marshals. We get to work with some members of law enforcement. It's a blast.
It is. It's awesome.
And it's something we kid around about, but we take it very seriously. And it's very special to us.
On both levels.
And, yeah, we would never throw any of the members of law enforcement under the bus.
No.
National Law Enforcement Day is coming up a week from this Friday, the 15th.
Oh, okay, good.
And a pretty big day, there is a monument. A lot of people don't know this, but if you go behind the State House, the name, why does that street escape me? It's not Green Street.
I forget.
It's the one between the State House and the Legislative Office
Building. Or is it Green Street? It might be Green Street.
No, it's not Green. Not Green Street. Green Street's
right.
One up.
All right. Gotcha. Okay, I'm with you.
But on the lawn of the front lawn of the Legislative Office Building is a memorial to members of law enforcement, irrespective of state police, sheriff, whatever. Their names are on that monument, and they typically have had a gathering on the 15th to honor law enforcement officers who have fallen in the line of duty.
Oh, that's good.
And
maybe it'll be a socially distant gathering.
But they canceled it this year.
Oh.
I
know.
But we are going to still talk about it, still keep it alive, because it is important because they, you know, we talk about first responders. Law enforcement's still front line for me, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a lot of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
So we are going to talk about that
as always
next week. Yep.